If you've turned on a TV in the past 2 months, you can probably recite the political attacks in the North Carolina U.S. Senate race.
Kay Hagan said she would be different.
Tom Tillis cut $500 million from our schools.
Grants tucked away in Obama's stimulus paid to Hagan.
Tillis would also let insurance companies charge women more for health insurance.
In that blitz, it can be hard to decipher what the candidates actually accomplished in their current roles in government. Simply, what did they do in office? Yesterday, WFAE's Ben Bradford looked at the Republican challenger, North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis. Today, he focuses on the Democratic incumbent, Senator Kay Hagan.
Ask Senator Hagan what she's accomplished in Washington, and the first thing she brings up is
the Camp Lejeune water contamination issue.
From the 1950s to the 80s, Marines and their families stationed at Lejeune unwittingly used drinking water laced with chemicals like benzene. Along with Senator Richard Burr and Congressman Brad Miller, both North Carolina Republicans, Hagan pushed legislation to give medical care to those exposed.
I met with generals. We met with the commandant of the Marine Corps. We met with every entity you can imagine that had some sort of input.
The bill passed in 2012. Last year, Hagan took another lead role on a military matter. The sequester and other budget cuts were about to go into effect, and a program called tuition assistance was on the chopping block.
It basically pays for you to go to college while you're in the military.
Ryan Gallucci is deputy director of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He credits two senators with introducing an amendment to stop the cuts.
They were Senator Kay Hagan from North Carolina and then Senator Inhofe. So it was really a bipartisan effort.
Inhofe is a Republican from Oklahoma, and their amendment passed without opposition. That's a common theme for Hagan's bills. It's also one of the criticisms. This week, the Charlotte Observer endorsed Hagan, but unenthusiastically. The headline is Disappointment versus Danger. Hagan is the disappointment, says editorial page editor Taylor Batten.
Frequently, when we talk to her and just out in public, we see her kind of hesitating to take a stand on controversial issues until it becomes clear what the safe stand to take is.
Here's how Senator Hagan responds to the criticism.
They didn't specifically say any controversial stand. So I guess my question is, I'm not quite sure. I wish they would be specific with me.
Do you think that there are things that you've done that sort of that were not safe?
You know, I think that right now this is a contrast between my work in the U.S. Senate putting North Carolina first every day. And I have a record, and I am proud of that record.
Another scathing line in the Observer editorial, Hagan has, quote, few, if any, notable legislative achievements. She's helped pass legislation that could push states to fund more jobs programs, which give national certifications. Another bill transferred a North Carolina lake from federal to state control. And she also secured the Congressional Gold Medal for African-American Marines who fought in World War II. She lost at least one major bill to partisan gridlock this year, a bundle of hunting, fishing, and conservation bills. It had widespread support, including from 26 Republicans. Hagan shepherded it to the final stages of the Senate. But when it came time to override the obligatory filibuster,
the motion is not agreed to.
Republicans voted against it unanimously, explains Politico congressional reporter Sunmin Kim.
It kind of became victim to a dispute over amendments, which has tripped up a lot of bipartisan bills on the floor this year.
When our side doesn't get amendments, we don't let the bill pass.
This is an example of Republicans filibustering not one of our bills, but their own bill.
That's Republican Mike Enzi and Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid arguing during the vote there. But Hagan thinks Republicans had an ulterior motive to deny her a victory.
Had I not been up for a vote this November, that bill would be law right now. I have another bill, the Newborn Screening Act. Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are holding a conference committee up in the Senate right now only because I am up for election, and that is wrong.
There's some gamesmanship from Hagan as well. She introduced the hunting bill this year but didn't come up with it. Democrats have passed the popular legislation around to senators in tight races. That's not uncommon for someone in Hagan's position, nor is a relatively light record, says Davidson College political science professor Susan Roberts.
She is first term. And there is something, they call them junior senators for that very reason.
Roberts says it takes time to build up the experience and influence to move major legislation. For now, Hagan's largest impact comes from how she votes. Generally, that's as a moderate Democrat. Of course, each campaign is spinning that for their benefit.
Senator Hagan's voted with President Obama 96% of the time.
I've been named the most moderate senator.
And paradoxically, both claims are factual. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.